In the call center, there are several powerful techniques for classifying customer interactions. The easiest and most common is just to have the call center operator categorize every call along with its resolution. That's simple and reasonably effective, though if you've ever used call center data for analytics, you've probably encountered significant data quality problems with classification. That's why advanced call center analytics systems usually use a digitized version of the call and classify it using keywords. When it comes to classifying shopper and associate interactions in the store, though, we don't have the luxury of either technique. Associates don't have a way to assign a classification to a customer track, and of course, there's no digital record of the conversation. Instead, we're forced to classify conversations based on their observed behavioral characteristics, where they occurred, how long they took, whether, and where they moved. Behavioral classification of this sort will never be perfect. There's no way to distinguish between a conversation about whether a shoe is in inventory, the location of the restroom, or the prospects for Alabama in the upcoming season. Still, because shopper-associate interactions tend to follow fairly defined patterns, behavioral classification is both powerful and appropriate. And while classifications may need to be tweaked for the unique sales process of a particular store, a generalized classification is a good place to start. One of the most common type of associate interactions is the request for basic, usually directional information. Where's product X? Or where's the customer service desk? Or the restroom? These interactions are usually short and shopper-initiated. They don't involve movement of the shopper and associate together. A small twist on short informational interactions are greeter-based interactions. If you use a greeter stationed near the entrance, their role is to interact with shoppers coming into the store. Classification of greeter interactions probably need to be distinguished from all other interactions. A second type of interaction occurs when a shopper needs product finding help from an associate. These interactions may be initiated by either shopper or associate. They last for a modest amount of time, and they nearly always involve some movement together. If the shopper is looking for more help, this interaction may turn into an extended product selection interaction. In a product selection interaction, the shopper and associate will spend a significant amount of time together and will exhibit some movement together. It's not unusual for a finding session to turn into an extended product selection interaction. If that happens with the same associate, it's pretty much impossible to tell the transition. But if an associate passes off a shopper to another associate, it's likely that the first interaction was about finding and the second was about product selection. This gives us a simple classification scheme based on interaction function. Greeter-based interactions get their own category, and as I'll talk about next time, subcategories. All other interactions get classified as informational, product finding with pass-off, and product selection. Each of these classifications can be built using only the behavioral information we have. The greeter classification is based on where the interaction occurs. Informational interactions are classified based on time and lack of movement. They can be further subcategorized based on whether they were shopper-initiated or associate-initiated. The do-you-need-help questions associates ask. Product-finding interactions are classified by moderate amounts of time along with movement, particularly movement across sections. When an interaction terminates outside the initial section and ends with a different associate starting an interaction, it's product-finding with a pass-off. If an interaction takes an extended amount of time, it's almost certainly a product selection. A classification like this will support surprisingly rich analysis of associate performance and strategies. It'll give you a much better idea of what those basic interaction metrics are telling you. In my next minute, I'll talk about greeter classification strategies. Till then, thanks for listening. I'm Gary Angel with the Measurement Minute.